I went to jail for refusing to go to bed with a big man from Harlem. I got right out on the nose at the end of my time. The depression was on. I had decided I was through turning tricks as a call girl. But I'd also decided I wasn't going to be anybody's damn maid. One day when the rent was overdue, Mom got a notice that the law was going to put us out on the street. It was in the dead cold of winter, and she couldn't even walk. I told her I would steal or murder or do anything before I'd let them pull that. It was cold as all hell that night, and I walked out without any kind of coat. I walked down 7th Avenue from 139th Street to 133rd, busting in every joint trying to find a job. Finally, when I got to Pods and Jerry's, I was desperate. I went in and asked for the boss. It was pitiful. They were going to throw me out on my ear, but I kept begging for a job. And finally, the piano player squashed out his cigarette and said, "Girl, can you sing?" I needed $45 by morning to keep Mom from getting put out in the street, so I asked him to play Traveling All Alone. That came closer than anything to the way I felt, and some part of it must have come across. The whole joint quieted down. When I finished, everybody in the joint was crying in their beer, and I picked $38 up off the floor. Then I started moving from club to club in Harlem. Benny Goodman came around plenty, and eventually he asked me to make my first record with him. The morning I opened at the Apollo, I had been up all night singing at the Hotshaw and went direct from there to the theater. The show was scheduled to go on at 10 a.m. Pigmeat Markham, the comedian, was on the same bill. He saved my life. He saw I was scared, so he just grabbed me and gave me a big old healthy shove. And when I stopped, I was halfway across the stage. I got to the mic somehow and grabbed it. By the time I went into the man I love, I was all right. And then the house broke up.